مختلف ثقافتوں میں کسی بیماری سے شفا حاصل کرنے کے بہت سے طریقے ہوتے ہیں جن میں کسی ڈاکٹر کا کردار اہم نہیں ہوتا۔ اسی طرح آسٹریلیا کی انڈیجینس ثقافت میں ادب اور موسیقی کو شفا پانے کا ذریعہ سمجھا جاتا ہے۔ ہم نظر ڈال رہے ہیں ایسے چند طریقوں پر جو انڈیجینس افراد شفا حاصل کرنے کے لیے استعمال کرتے ہیں۔ پہلا ہے ایک موسیقی کا آلہ ڈیڈیجیریڈو، جس کی آواز سن کر آپ کو سکون مل سکتا ہے۔ جولین سلور اس آلے کا استعمال اس طرح کرتے ہیں۔
If someone works with energy like Reiki healing and you're working with the subtle energies of the body, you can detect where the imbalances are. With the didgeridoo, you're using sound waves. It's basically as you're connected to the instrument, as you're playing those sound waves out, it's connecting with the sound waves that are emitting from the person's vibration. And so then it actually gives you a sense of what's going on for that person. So you actually sense whether there is congested energy. You will actually feel it's harder to play that instrument into that particular area of the body.
Unka kehna hai ki is aale ko sunkar log zehni pareshani se lekar cancer jaise marz tak ka ilaaj kar sakte hain.
Those sound waves are a particular note, and every part of the body has its own vibration and energy. When you receive sound and vibration, you pick that up through your tissues, through your energy body, and then it has a stimulating effect to entrain the vibrations and the frequencies that are part of us on different levels. They actually help to support and to bring our vibration and energy into harmony and balance.
ایک اور طریقہ ہے مصوری۔ کچھ انڈیجینس افراد کا ماننا ہے کہ مصوری سے معذوری کا علاج کیا جا سکتا ہے۔ نیوکاسل میں آنٹی ایل سی رینڈل اس سلسلے میں ایک نشست کا انعقاد کرتی ہیں۔
The art therapy is the way that we visualize who we are, what we're supposed to do, and it's about remapping our experiences and history and where we want to go in the future.
ان کا کہنا ہے کہ اس طریقے سے انہوں نے سب سے پہلے اپنا علاج کیا تھا۔
Basically, when you got so many experiences of trauma and it's complex trauma, I use color to identify emotions. So I had to develop a method or a formula to identify that so I can address that.
Unka ye bhi kehna hai ki isse logo ki hausla afzai bhi hoti hai.
So understanding who you are, where you come from, who you're supposed to be, and then we walk into looking at emotions, then we walk into normalization of those emotions, and then we walk into diverting ownership, only own what you're supposed to own, that's yours, that you take responsibility for, putting things in priority, and then taking back control and managing that in a circle. One particular client, he was referred over from a provider because he could not fit into a group situation. He was deemed as aggressive, violent, abusive, all that sort of stuff. And we just let him just sort of just shadow us and just take everything in. And it was, we just really took it back really slow with him. We've never had an incident of verbal abuse or anything like that.
تیسرا طریقہ ہے گڑیائیں بنانا۔ ویسٹرن آسٹریلیا میں کمیونٹی آرٹس نیٹورک ایسے پروگرام ترتیب دیتا ہے جہاں لوگ آ کر گڑیا بناتے ہوئے ایک دوسرے کو قصے اور کہانیاں سناتے ہیں۔ اس سینٹر کی مشیل وائٹ کہتی ہیں،
They simply weren't allowed to be to give birth in the hospitals because of segregation policies, where one of the elders describes his mother telling him that she presented at the hospital to have the baby and they wouldn't let her in the doors. They sent her at the back and he was actually born in the morgue. There is still a lot of ignorance in our community, and I think we can overcome that through sharing these stories of what people went through and the injustices that they had to endure, the denial of human rights. But rather than, I suppose, preaching and lecturing people about what happened, through arts we're able to deliver those stories in a way that's really accessible.
اسی طرح ایک طریقہ ہے موسیقی۔ انڈیجینس افراد کا ماننا ہے کہ گانوں کے ذریعے بھی شفا ملتی ہے۔ کمیونٹی آرٹس نیٹورک میں اس سلسلے میں بھی ایک پروگرام ترتیب دیا جاتا ہے۔
They really were healing workshops. People came together, they shared their stories. The stories were then beautifully crafted into ballads, which were then compiled onto an album. One of the elders was talking through his song about his experience of being taken away as a small child from his family and placed in a mission, and then not reconnecting with them until he was like a young man. And there were several stories which had, you know, the themes of dispossession and stolen generation and sense of loss of disconnection to country. So having those stories in a musical way at a music festival was quite empowering for the people who were singing it, but also quite revealing, I think, for the audiences that were there too.
مزید انڈیجینس معلومات کے لیے sbs.com.au/topics/walkwithus پر جائیے.